Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and it's just teeming with information that will help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including thousands, over 4,000 archives of past shows that we've done right there on the website. You can listen to your little heart's content. You can fast forward. You can rewind. You can bookmark them. You can do lots of things with them. All you got to do is have RealPlayer. One of the reasons we archive them in RealPlayer is because we were archiving our shows before there was a Windows Media Player. So that's the reason we do that. So if you don't have RealPlayer, it's easy. You can also find that technology. You can get that technology right there on the home, right there on the on our listen page. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget the and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday by email, and our blog, which you can come and get, or we will send it to you by Real Simple Syndication. And you can find that technology on the website as well. That's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Articles galore, thousands of those written by me and my Brain Trust members, and just so many things there, and more to come. We got a lot more cool things coming in the we're in the development stage, so get ready for that. I want to continue our series on the Small Business Survival Course that I've been talking about for a few weeks. And this week we're starting the marketplace fundamentals. We're talking about some of the marketplace fundamentals. And I love that word, marketplace. And you probably know that already because you hear me using it quite a bit. Marketplace is one of my favorite words because it's one of my favorite things in life. I mean, I love the idea of a marketplace. I love the idea of a place where you and I can go and we can buy and we can sell. There's so many cool things that happen in a marketplace. I can buy from you. You can sell to me. We can turn around and do it the other way next time. And in doing that, we create things. We create opportunity. We create jobs. We create wealth. We create innovation. We create. We see needs and we fill those needs. There's so many things. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place that human beings have created. And when I think about the marketplace, I think about all the things that I just said, and then I also think about what Adam Smith said about what he called the invisible hand. And the invisible hand to Adam Smith, by the way, the great 18th century philosopher and economist, the father of modern economics, he said that basically, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, the invisible hand is where when you and I are working in the marketplace, when you and I are doing our business in the marketplace and we're totally self-absorbed, we're just focusing on our own business. That's all we care about right now I'm buying from you or selling to you or vice versa. I'm hiring and you know, whatever we might be doing, we're doing it for our own account. In the process of doing that, society benefits. There's what he calls the invisible hand, which is this thing that happens that society benefits literally from you and me being self-absorbed in the marketplace. Now, obviously, you and I both know that there are very visible hands where you and I actually come together and intentionally give back to the marketplace. And that's even better. But the invisible hand is where there, even in the times when you and I are totally single-minded about our purpose in the marketplace, and that is to further our business, to grow our own business, to be committed and dedicated to and to be focusing just on what's in it for us at the moment. Even then, as long as we're doing it in the marketplace, there is a visible hand effect created that benefits society. And so, I mean, what better place is there that not only do you when you're working for your own account, when you're working on your own business for your own interest, not only do you accomplish something for yourself, but just literally in being selfish almost. The idea of being selfish, but focusing on your selfishness in the marketplace actually creates the society benefits from that. And of course, as I said earlier, then we have the situation where you and I slow down a little bit and we say, okay, we've worked hard, we've accomplished some things, we've made some things happen, we've acquired some things, now it's time to give back. And where would society be without the giving back of the marketplace? Think about that. Think about all the good things that companies do, not invisibly, not the invisible hand stuff. They do plenty of that. But the visible hand stuff, what I call the visible hand, and this is where this is where businesses give back. And those are when you study the marketplace, when you see businesses and consumers working together, you see industry working with one industry working with another industry. You see partnerships between industry and government. You see partnerships between one government and another government to benefit each one of their marketplaces, to act on behalf of their own countries, but to work with other countries on behalf of each one of their own marketplaces. And all of that coming together, the trading across the oceans, across borders, all of that is a wonderful thing. You know, I love what Bastiat, Frederick Bastiat said, and you've heard me say this before, when goods cross borders, armies don't. He's talking about the marketplace, folks. He's talking about really, and he said this about 150, 200 years about 150 years, I guess, after Smith. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And that's another element of the invisible hand, isn't it? When countries trade with each other, they don't fight with each other. When goods cross borders, armies don't. Frederick Bastiat. Actually, I said that wrong. That was in the 19th century. That was about 75 years after Smith. Smith was 1774, and Bastiat was about mid-1800s. Great quotes, great principles, and very true. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're talking about, I've been talking about our Small Business Survival Course, and this is where I'm just talking about a little bit about some of the fundamentals about operating our businesses, and I say our because these are things that I need to focus on too. We all need to focus on them a little bit more, and I've been talking about the marketplace. And the first segment, I just talked about the word marketplace and the concept of a marketplace. And you know, a marketplace could be the block that you're on, where your office is, where your store is. A marketplace could be the community that you're in. A marketplace could be your city, could be your county, could be two counties. You can expand it as you want to. It could be your whole state, the region, the nation, and there's a global marketplace. I really like thinking about the concept of a global marketplace because I keep coming back to what Frederick Bastiat said. Folks, I just think that's, if you look back, somebody once said that no countries ever attacked each other where both countries had McDonald's in it. If any country with McDonald's never attacked another country with McDonald's in it, I mean, think about it. As I said earlier, what Frederick Bastiat said in about 1850, he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. I mean, think about that. If we can develop trade, if somehow we could develop trade with Iran, and we got lots of problems with Iran right now, and we're a long way away from really having a true marketplace relationship with those guys, although they do have oil that we would like to be able to buy, I think. But and maybe we have bought some of the, I'm sure we have bought their oil over the years. But and I'm not saying that we could that you or I could go over there and say, hey guys, let's quit fighting and start trading with each other. That's not going to work. There are some dummies over there that have to go before anything like that can happen. But I do believe that the marketplace, the concept of a marketplace, is one of the things that's going to help Iraq come into the 21st century and be a free trading country with other nations. Look at what's happening in China right now. The Chinese are still under communist rule. They still have a lot of oppression over there. There's no question about it. Google just launched in China with the agreement. They gave in and they said with the agreement that they would prevent certain things, certain words, certain principles from being available to them. I mean, they're suppressing knowledge. They're suppressing information from the Chinese. But you know what? It's a toe in the water. It's a step in the right direction. And if you watch what's happening in the Chinese marketplace, and the way that nation is trading with other countries, and how their economy is growing at like 9% a year. That's more than double the United States economy growth, which is pretty darn robust. It's growing at 9% a year. Now, compare that to the Russians. The Russians don't have an efficient marketplace. They don't have a dynamic marketplace. They don't have as much of an attitude about the marketplace as the Chinese do. And that makes me predict that there will be a form of democracy. There will be, even though Russia theoretically is not really communist anymore, still, there. I think that 10 years from now, China will be less communist and Russia maybe more communist. They may not call themselves communists, but it seems to me that that's the way it's looking. But I think the marketplace, letting the marketplace work, letting people buy and sell, giving people the opportunity, the belief that they can own a business, that they can buy and sell for their own account, that they can innovate, that innovation leads to improvement. Innovation leads to solving problems, solving challenges, making life better for human beings on planet Earth. I think all of that is what's going to make China a very great success story over the next couple of generations. And some people think that even though they might not say that's a bad thing, many people think that China is the biggest threat to the United States, not from a military standpoint, not from a nuclear standpoint, but from an economic standpoint. Now, is that a bad thing? I don't think so, because now we're competing in the marketplace as competitors, as marketplace competitors. We're not competing in an arms race. Isn't that better than the 20th century story where we were competing with them in an arms race? Isn't the marketplace going to be a better place to compete with China, for example, in the 21st century than the way we competed with them in the 20th century? And the only difference is China has allowed the marketplace to flourish in their country. And I'm pretty hopeful about that. I don't have a problem competing with China in the marketplace, as long as we're not competing them with weapons. And remember what Bastiat said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back with John McWhorter. His new book is called Winning the Race.
I believe in you, and I know you believe in me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.